그랬더니 난 6개입니다. Anybody know how to fix that? Anybody have? Only if those who have knowledge, then try there. Hello, hello, yeah. Hello, okay. 옥가선 들에 다 주제 수마디 다 간소리 다땅 윤두 진실 된 거야 다 디스 숨겨야래 다나 간소나 다 니모 깨거든 믿었어 다 니모 깨나 남산 진실 된지 아니 대마타도 니모 고발라 아니지 좀 벌이 지고 그랬어 어떻게 손지
So verse 3 speaks of the need to continually rely on mindfulness and introspection. So the moment we find an affliction arising, manifesting in our minds, we should, with mindfulness and vigilance or introspection, notice it's arising and then attempt to stop it.
Tende zang tene karsara pake nyimung di ane shikta nyimung ki nyimik di shing kukuyare ta kyunduwa nyimung se di ane shik kye sato kala rang shi nyigala nyoge yobe tola ane kazu shiba na shire ane sambo mambu tang shi nyimung se di wane shik rang na nyoge yobe shinla nyoge yobe la nyaku shi sambo kor kukuyare
We need to see for ourselves the faults and the disadvantages of our own afflictions, like what I said in the previous lesson, we need to think from many angles, many ways, and see how harmful our afflictions are, how the afflictions harm ourselves and others.
아니 게마타도 아니 진실된지 독고 그랬어. 어디 주제 뒷권에 숨겨야 돼 아들.
As the verse number 3 says, when an affliction arises in our mind, endangering myself and others, so as such, then we need to confront and avert it, on the basis of relying on the mindfulness and introspection. Chandragati, in his supplement to the Middle Way, he spoke of the disadvantages, the faults of anger, in that when we are upset, then we lose our lose that ability to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. Of course, he was speaking about anger, but this applies, this particular fault applies equally to other afflictions such as desire. This is something that is pretty evident. Yeah, we all have experienced these disadvantages. Yeah, so when we are upset, or when there's very strong desire manifest in our hearts, during those times, you know, we somehow lose that ability to really think straight. Yeah, we can't really differentiate, you know, distinguish between what is good and what is bad. Yeah.
Oh, tuxini, that tindegi ta, jasa ta tindegi namjo di la pai na ani ti jesu shegi chawa kanga ani ko number tapasi umarwa yapasi yung tumarwa ta namjo I sharam na ti jesu ta ani chita kare chumbai na ta le ta kande chumbai na kande jil chumbai na ko yapasi umarwa.
So when we are very upset, or when we are very attached, you know, very desirous, yeah, and during those times, we, you know, our ability to distinguish between what is beneficial and is harmful, what is right and what is wrong, is greatly diminished. Yeah. And as a result, you know, all the decisions that we make, you know, in that state, right, the decisions that we make, the actions that we take, you know, are hardly fruitful, yeah, in that hardly, it doesn't really turn out, it won't turn out well, yeah.
Oh, tindezang, ta tizoye ta, gansu pise ta, ta ko tinshe tanshire, ngar ngadze tinde mangbu chung yore, ta tindegi namju lakdwa ta gansu mangbu chung yore, chazang tinzu, tinsu tang kuku yore, chazang ta, Lion Kondakena or Nanashin that in the lap, Namjil Lakores or Tinigate Tins of Tanche, and so Susuanisita Chadan Condition, Shushin Pukiba Kablana, Namsa Tinsha Tanche, Anisita, naming some Jeba, Gotap Chiquaya or Tilapja Sunguyore.
We have experienced this many times in the past. We should remember all the mistakes that we made in the past, right? Know how we screwed up, yeah, in the past, yeah. So by recollecting, you know, those past experiences, yeah. So whenever we find, you know, ourselves coming under the influence of these strong afflictions, then we should immediately remember, you know, hey, if I was to continue down this road, you know, if I think in the same way, if I follow my afflictions, the result will not be any different, yeah.
from what I've experienced really in the past.
Oh, tender, tender, zang, tanda tere, penang zota, tanya mo, ta topar cehla, ani cik, ta ngaja leh tambah na, ta ane cik nyemu tu hagi nyemu, ani top chung chung re, ane cik kaku yar, cezang ta, jalan ji kuane ta, ani cik nyemu tu hagi lap cezang sungu yar, ta leh tambah yar kabla, ani cik ta nyemu top chung ane zang, ta jalan ji kuane nyemu tu hagi lap cezang sungu yar re, adir.
So as beginners, our the antidotes that we have in our hands to counteract the afflictions are pretty weak because we are still beginners. Yeah. So as such, there are ways for us beginners to deal with our afflictions through modifying our behavior, yeah, our external, like physical and verbal behavior.
What does it say that Cholam Kundu said that Zozota, on the Latambola, and it's Cholam Kadesh in every couple of yana, good Cholam, and it's Karsa Pagi Chapa Jag is Cholam, Uncondo Jag is Cholam, or today that Luna, that Kadesh in it in the Cholam, and it is Tangway, and it can't do that Namjuti Lapsha Yungare, Bena.
So in verse 3, it says, in all of my conduct, so whatever actions that we may undertake, both physically or verbally, is supposed to be mindful. And also to watch the our minds and see what exactly are we up to. Yeah. So there are many such advice in the teachings. Yeah, pertaining to modifying or watching our physical and verbal conduct. Yeah. For example, in the teachings, there is this advice of restraining our senses. Yeah. For example, we are advised not to gaze or not to look, you know, at those objects that may cause us to develop desire, for example. Yeah? So it's about restraining our senses.
Yeah. Pena sochoba, machimada, misanchoba, jun tama chesu, machil seta, juno lungakita, uju yungutuba, or that tinzueta, kotomwe, that letamwe, that is the kitchen which you check your money pagita, mikisurim surim swan, that's all dinanato, lungakita, kunjutu, anishita, mikio maimba, or tuxinita, did the pong to beta, surima labe, or today toneta.
So the practice of ethical discipline is very important for us beginners. Yeah. And primarily the ethical discipline here is about restraining the non-virtuous deeds of body and speech, yeah. And such as killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, divisive speech, offensive speech, and meaningless speech.
Oh, toxin, chatata, manzuita, quenechita, pogi, lutang, ma, anisi, shila, jun, dukana, ani, one pogi, nebi, chowretu, ani, nimu peg, shiretu, mitutang, lutang, kandesi, pogita, chowla, jun, dukana.
Whatever activity we may undertake with our body or speech, you know, whatever it is, prior to engaging in that activity, that action,
we should examine if that action will, whether the action will harm somebody or not, whether the action will cause our afflictions to arise and to increase. So, of course, we have to check. We rely on mindfulness and introspection. Yeah, if we do find that that action that we are about to undertake, physically or verbally, will lead to the harming of somebody else, and it will lead to the increase of our own afflictions, then it is said that we must turn away from that object. Yeah. Of course, from the action, but also to distance ourselves from the object of the action. Yeah. So I guess this is how we as beginners can work with our afflictions through modifying our behavior, yeah, our conduct.
Yeah.
So whatever action it may be, physical or verbal, so as you know, as we are about to engage in that action, we should rely on mindfulness and vigilance to really examine and see if that action is harmful or not, if the action will lead to the manifesting and of an affliction, whether it will lead to an increase in our afflictions, and if we, you know, if we become aware that our action will lead to these, lead to all of this, then we are advised to immediately, you know, turn our attention away from that object, and not to follow through with the action, and to, you know, to avert literally, I mean, to turn away from that action and that object. For example, in the instructions for developing meditative serenity or calm abiding, one of the prerequisites is to live, to stay in an isolated place, away from the hustle and bustle of life. Yeah, that is a crucial prerequisite for developing a meditative serenity or calm abiding. And it is so, because if we do not stay in an isolated place that is away from, you know, this hustle and bustle of life, you know, we do not live a simple, quiet life, then there tends to be so much more distraction, isn't it? Causes for distraction. The mind is easily distracted, yeah. And it is very difficult to achieve any kind of concentration when the mind keeps, you know, getting distracted, yeah. So as such, you know, if one lives in an isolated place, if one lives a simple life, without, you know, not a busy life, away from all the hustle and bustle and all the distractions, yeah, because there are not so many distractions, yeah, to start with, yeah. So it's much easier then to
develop calm abiding.
What is it? What is it?
There are a couple of causes, the conditions for the afflictions to arise. So in Vasubandhu in his Abhidhamma Kosha said that being near to the objects that contribute to the generation of afflictions, being near to them, having incorrect mental attention is one, and number three, not having abandoned the afflictions. So when these three come together, then the afflictions will arise. Anyway, as beginners, we can work with our afflictions, through modifying our conduct. And primarily, this is about distancing ourselves turning away those objects that contribute to the arising of afflictions. So as beginners, we can start working with our afflictions through modifying our conduct. Primarily, this is about, if much as possible, to distance ourselves to away from the objects that contribute to the arising of afflictions. To turn these objects away. But that alone will not stop the afflictions from arising. Isn't it? Just by running away from, or just by distancing ourselves from objects, will not help us to remove the afflictions. So as such, we have to rely also on meditation. In the teachings, there are the different afflictions have their own antidote. Yeah. For example, the meditation on ugliness is prescribed as an antidote for attachment. And the meditation on love is prescribed as an antidote for anger.
어떠신데 따뜻한 영보 가르쳐서 따 남주다 먼저 기부 숨길 남기는 바 선에 송대시 도당이 들에 변하다 기부 주말라 아니 딩길라 아니 시래 아 기부 주말라 독신에 따 대군배 깝라야 도당이 변하 기부 주말라 군배 깝라야 파기다 곰잡지 따 도당이 니모가 니모 좋아지라 아니 지 중국이야 래 도당이 뭐 어디래
You know, in the stages of the path, there is the path of the person of small capacity and the path of the person of medium capacity and so forth, yeah. So, the path of a person of small capacity is essentially an antidote to the afflictions, yeah. What the person is striving in is the person striving in disciplining the mind, you know, working with the affliction. All of this, you have already heard, yeah. How you have, you know. The lumbrim. So everything right from the beginning of the lumbrim is an exercise working with our afflictions, yeah, and reducing our afflictions. Yeah. Starting with the topic of correctly devoting to the virtuous friend. So in the lumbrim, one of the advantages of correctly devoting to the virtuous friend is said to be an automatic reduction, yeah, in our misconduct and afflictions, yeah. It is said that one of the benefits of correctly devoting to the virtuous friend is that naturally our mistaken ways of conduct and our afflictions will naturally decline, yeah. So if we have correctly, if we really know how to devote to the virtuous friend, that is, if we have the correct kind of faith, yeah, then that is one of the benefits is that, yeah, your mind becomes more subdued, yeah, disciplined.
Yeah.
So in the section of correctly devoting to one's a virtuous friend, 9 ways of nine kind of attitudes are taught, yeah, in the sutras, yeah. For example, in relation to one's own guru, one's own virtuous friend, then we regard, you know, oneself from one side, we regard ourselves as a servant. We regard ourselves as a servant to the master. We regard ourselves as a dog, yeah, an obedient dog, right? Yeah, in relation to the master, the virtuous friend, for example. Yeah. So there are 9 attitudes. Yeah.
Oh, that, 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 you must take up. That, who is singing? Then, who is singing? When is he singing? That, tanda nyingpa tiri rang masa sunghe, kazan tsik sholoka nyingpa tiri yunga sara, ta masa sunghu kore, sa ta kuwa tangu shingi ten zuyo kamne, ngone chigi rangi ta buki, zin zin chung ru ta hai, masa sunghe, wa tine kuwa tangu ne, ta, pina ta, shing tuwe shing kutuwa, su su ngone shingi tsuyo tenpa yina, ani shingi le rang ma wa chi singi ten chiji, ani chigo kuwa yunga hai, ta, wa tine ki ta lapsi du su tenpa yina shing tuwe re, otiri.
So, in verse 2 of the 8 verses of Thought Transformation, there was the advice to consider ourselves lower than others. Yeah. So, if you look, so this practice of holding ourselves lower than others first starts with our own virtuous friend, yeah, in that we consider ourselves lower than the virtuous friend, the spiritual master. In order to reduce our self-cherishing, to reduce our pride, yeah. So in relation first to the virtuous friend, yeah. So the practice starts really from there, yeah, right from the beginning.
What in the risha? What a gana shi ani shik tene ma chik ta chiwa mita bin nam shi ta mai na tire ta bin na chiwa nam shi yaku shi kom mai na mone shi ta ni mo bo mang bo shi ka chua shi tire ta chiwa yaku shi kom tu mai na.
Then in the practice again of the person of small capacity, there is the reflection, the meditations on our own coming death and our own impermanence. If we really think well, if we really meditate well on our own mortality and our own impermanence, naturally, a lot of our, mental disturbance, afflictions, naturally subside, yeah. Naturally stop, yeah. It is said in the Lamrim that one of the disadvantages of not remembering our own death and impermanence is that we don't remember the Dharma, isn't it? So, of course, when we don't remember the Dharma, that means our mind is always in the state of, following some affliction or another, isn't it?
Or Tesan Tire, Penata, Tesan, that give a chunga cabla, Penatir, Chio Mitabina, Shiaku, Cortovina, the Gomia Pushiavina, or Tire, Chio Mitabala, and Gomia Pushiavina, the Nimu with Nimotreshi, or Tire.
So if we really do well, and to do our meditations on our own death and impermanence really well, then a lot of our mental disturbance, our afflictions, naturally subside, yeah.
Otakana shin ani shi ta pena jamdo che tikala ta jamdo namsha yungu yare ta jamdo yakpo shi ani shi ngone shi jamdo yakpo shi jangbay na ani shi nyamu shi yukwa tuwe takana shi ta lindiga namsha yakpo samtang tuwe na lindiga namsha na ngone shi gom jam shi nyaba nye tuwe na nyamu mo mangpo shi ani ka tuwe nyamu mo mangpo ki nyamu shi tuwe rawa tindere.
Similarly, if we have a good practice of going for refuge to the three jewels, many of our afflictions will be stopped. Yeah. Likewise, if we meditate well on karma and its effects, then that meditation, and through that meditation, if we find a definite conviction in karma and its effects, then naturally, many of our mental disturbance, our afflictions will also subside, yeah.
What in the reception that do some tongue by not on the Kibuchunga Kabla, that Kibuchunga Kabi Lam Yam Yapu, which does some of the tongues you come to Vajona, Nimu Yambo to Tukiore, Watagana, she give a dingy Kabla, and it's a Yanta, called Kaswara.
So
아니 니목이 니미 망보 삼치다 디네게 떠내다 아니 지금 라버숭이 냠나 치고해 나 기부딩 거도 띵고도 와 디네시 좀 봐야 아니 지금 다 니목 고토해 어때래
So if we understand well the way of proceeding with the practices of a person of small capacity, and especially if we are able to reflect well on those points and meditate well, yeah, then many of our afflictions yeah, can be stopped. Yeah. And then when one meditates on the practices of the person of medium capacity, and of course, then the effect, the positive effect is even greater. Yeah. So, especially when we reflect on the Four Noble Truths and the 12 links of dependent origination. So there's so much discussion on how all the problems come back to the afflictions. Yeah? Afflictions are the source of all our problems. And there's so much discussion on the faults of the afflictions and so forth. And then there is the practice for that person of medium capacity is essentially the three higher trainings. Yeah. So of course, if the person who is able to reflect well on those points and actually you know cultivate those antidotes, and of course, then so many of that person's afflictions can be dealt with. Yeah.
어때래? 다가나신 때마다 조조 기부침을 남수도다 조조 천주 승냠내 지인발에 다 다시 냠체 조조다 랑진진하니 신문에 벽이다 님에서 대신 신진진하 고토만의 윤대 삼에 아니 랑진진하 고토만의 전주 삼세 딘데 시간이 직중에 가봐 곰 딘데에서 곰이 아프시 잡아이나 아니 신님 뭐 쉬우지 가도야시 어때래?
When one comes to the practices of a person of the greatest capacity, yeah, that person's practice is essentially in destroying his or her own self-cherishing, yeah, and that is done first through considering, you know, from every single angle how self-cherishing is harmful, and considering from all various angles, you know, how extremely beneficial cherishing others is. Yeah. And through that, then if the person then is able to diminish and work with his or her own self-cherishing, yeah, and weaken it, then of course, then you know, of course, so many more afflictions, yeah, can be weaken, yeah, can be dealt with, yeah, isn't it?
어떤데샤 어떻게니 세상다 이제 변해 기부 충원람 아니 기부 증기람 기부 충원람 어떻게 고매 대야 조조 보기 니무라 단 니무라 보기 니무 좋아요 시도 공격기 열에 어디래?
Yeah, so the whole point of training the mind, meditating on all these topics, they are found in the person of small capacity, medium capacity, and great capacity. Everything is for disciplining the mind. Everything is for working with the afflictions.
어떻게 딱 재산다 검지 돈에 단님도 해 팀발에 기부 중어 등침발람 검체다 단님도 중으로 다해 다 드네마 다 따와세지다 다 검주스무세 따와세지 드네 보기다 님은 그런 게 랑신아 대시 다 니몽세기 라신 칸디시레도 베나 덴진샤샤나 덴지기 라신 칸디레도 아니 덴지기 수완 라신지 도미도 세니다 다 덴지기 수완 라신 요마레 덴지기 유세리 자완이나 요마레 보기다 가르소레 심해봐 자완해봐 어딘데 숭도와 덴지기 숭세 시디 자완이나 메대게시 저거 메대게시 딘데시 아니지기다 니모 라신해봐 신이도 가나 드레 아니 보기 가르소레 양 니모랑 심해봐 똑에 토네 다 따와서 해드려 다 뒤토네 다 니모한 자완 매발소에 어디 숨겨래
Okay, so that is dealing with our afflictions through modifying our conduct, and then on the basis, then there is the meditation
meditation, yeah. And we can take here in this context to mean the meditation on the entire lamrim, yeah. The stages of the path, yeah. Which is comprised of the path that is shared with the person of small and medium capacity, then you have the path for the person of great capacity, okay? So, yeah, so you have conduct, then you have meditation, and the last one is through dealing with the afflictions through the view. Yeah. And here we look at the nature of the afflictions themselves. Yeah. Understand to realize how the afflictions themselves are empty of existing inherently. Yeah. For example, we can take our ignorance, yeah, our grasping at true existence as the object, yeah, for analysis. So we have to see for ourselves how the thing that our ignorance believes in, the very thing that our ignorance is grasping at, yeah, how that has never existed, yeah. Yeah, the object believed in by our ignorance does not exist, has never existed,
yeah. Oh, ane kar sore ta ko ane si ni mo tsawa na meba sotu be si otire ta
if we can realize this, then we will be able to uproot the afflictions, not just deal with it, we will be able to destroy them completely from the root. We can correlate these three approaches of dealing with the afflictions, you know, with the three higher trainings. Yeah. So the three approaches are conduct, meditation, and the view, isn't it? And we can correlate them respectively with the three higher trainings. So you have the higher training in ethical discipline. Yeah. You can correlate that with conduct, yeah, dealing with the afflictions through modifying our conduct, yeah, which is essentially what ethical discipline is. So when one has a good, stable practice of ethical discipline, then one have a much higher chance in succeeding in one's practice of concentration, yeah, which is the second higher training. Because in the main obstacle for developing single-pointedness of mind is mental excitement and laxity. So if one has a good practice of ethical discipline, one would have really removed, you know, many of those distractions and causes for excitement and causes for mental laxity. And as such, then that makes your job of achieving a concentration much easier.
O tu chen cha zang ta tin de na mia me ba che ta sim chi chi bo chi du bai na ta do ta nimo tsawan ta, nimo ngoto majiwa ta su tuku yu kuti inaya ta, nimo tsawan nimo su tuku marwa. Rwa tinde inzang, tatu ane shikita karsuwara ta, shirap kwaya shi, nyaka ti tuku yu re. Rwa tamayo tobi shirap kwaya shi ta.
So when one achieves meditative serenity, when there's calm abiding, that through the force of the calm abiding, many of the afflictions do not manifest. Yeah, through the force of that concentration, many of the afflictions become non-manifest. Yeah, but this doesn't mean that they have been removed. Yeah. As such, then there is the practice of the higher training in wisdom. Therefore, it is said that the wisdom realizing selflessness is essential. Yeah, without which, there's no way we can remove the afflictions completely from the root.
어떠신 세자다 남의 또비 시럽스니 계시 아니 양내도 검체다 드네마다 달람 아니시다 동반이 못 봐야 고만이 못 봐야 가장 먼저다 줄라마 소만나 시를 동방 공방 세니 봐야 가는 시리 뭐 용하시 다 조조 남의 또비 시럽다 건너버 치루 시루 투시루 또기다 단님은 동방 고만이 못 독신이 방도에 남자 송구도 와대래.
So with the development of the wisdom realizing selflessness, and with the generation of that wisdom, and the development of that wisdom, then the various levels of defilements are gradually abandoned. Yeah, when one realizes the wisdom. When one directly realizes selflessness, then one starts to abandon the path of seeing abandonments, right? Like what we learned in the previous module, yeah? Then gradually, then one starts abandoning the path of meditation abandonments,
yeah?
One starts abandoning the path of seeing abandonments, then one then moves on to abandon the path of meditation abandonments, and then through the continual familiarization with that wisdom, there will come a point when the process of removing the knowledge obscurations will start. Yeah.
So,
in whatever we do, and whether we are walking, traveling, sitting down, lying down, or going about doing whatever we are doing, we have to continually rely on mindfulness and introspection and check whether we are coming under the control, the influence of our afflictions or not. Yeah.
어떻게 다티데 아니시다 텐셰 텐셰 아니시다 텐 텐베 숨투체 아니시 남사 아니시 아니시 고과에 어떻게 납셔 숨고요 다시 또 쇼로고 숨바디 어떻게
So by depending on mindfulness and introspection, the moment we notice the arising of an affliction or when an affliction is about to arise, isn't it? Then the teachings tell us that we should apply the antidote right away.
Oh, this one is that the net and to the Shibati Tere and she Rashing and Bessemer did talk with Nedos Ranchi. Rinchi Teta Teva, she never gave his chisel show star to Shibati.
Okay, then the next verse Ranchi Nimba. Well, this translation says, whenever I see beings who are wicked in nature, not necessarily wicked all the time, but who are unpleasant, who are bad in it, is that meaning. And overwhelmed by those, whenever I see beings who are bad natured, and when they are overwhelmed or oppressed by strong negativities and suffering, then I shall hold such a such rare ones dear. You're holding, the translation, I shall hold such ones as rare and very dear, as if I had found a precious treasure or jewel. In order for the bodhicitta that has been generated to increase more and more, there must be, one must meet with the conditions for the bodhicitta that to increase more and more. So it is said. Those who are wicked in nature, those who are bad natured, are those who, despite whatever you do or say, they will never change. So these are, not wicked, I guess, right? Bad nature, I will say. The verse is also referring to those people who are always involved in non-virtue. Always involved in non-virtue, and also involved in very strong non-virtue, such as people who are always killing. So these bad natured sentient beings who are always engaging in non-virtue, and who are experiencing a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, such as being oppressed by very strong sicknesses, illness.
Talk to me, 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 talk to
어다가 난 신들 지식 버리 고 자주 있으면 년내 증해서 자주 있으면 고네 고도 배에 견지 텐도거나 다 진신 때도 태바 신치 어떻게 되게 하니 지다 가와용해 어떻게
The practitioners of Bodhicitta are so happy when they meet with the conditions that enable their bodhicitta to increase. Yeah. So just like a hungry person is overjoyed when he or she finds food, or when a beggar or somebody who is very poor suddenly becomes very rich. Yeah. They are so happy, isn't it? So likewise, the practitioners of bodhicitta, when they meet with these kind of people, bad natured, you know, who are always engaging in non-virtue, or sentient beings who are really, you know, suffering, you know, they become very happy, you know, just like, you know, somebody, just like a poor person who suddenly finds a very precious jewel.
어때? 다 된대지 보겠다. 고 노신님은 증인이 나타나다. 라신 좁았냐 봐. 아니 대받다도 사등에 강사지 통보했나? 딸고 대배줄로시. 퇴다도 대배줄로 죽득해서 다 뒤 남부림이 뛰고 동안 영수도 삼도 땅바이나. 곧 임지시 얘기 유책이 어려워. 그래.
So for a practitioner of bodhicitta. When they see such bad-natured sentient beings and who are always engaging in non-virtue, these practitioners generate very strong compassion when they reflect on the suffering that these people will have to experience in the future as a result of their current actions. Yeah.
어떠시니? 딱 어때? 아니, 다가도 아니, 뺀다, 동화 타고 나대마 이나야? 어때? 동시에 아니지, 곧 이제 깨라? 아니지. 깨, 아니, 쉬우시야시. 죄송하다. 근데, 섬직한데, 이제 태바 이나? 오늘지, 다리 무지 때 태바 나신시. 어때? 숭구여를 뱉으셔지.
Well, likewise, when the practitioners of Bodhicitta find people who are suffering greatly, such as being very sick, yeah, and so forth. These practitioners feel as if they have found something, found a jewel, yeah, a treasure. Yeah.
What did that? What did this matter to Karina? Tangaba de Kare.
Dala Kangi Trump.
Dala Shingi, Dala Shingi, Toto Shiguru Summit. 종가랑길래만 야가시나 보셔. 나때 나다길래 다도 아니지야. 유진되게 아니지. 남주연 먼저 갖고시 여기 유진되 체인도 가라. 다 자주 있으면 내 진기가 아니 가대치 그래서 나 뒤숭이하래.
Next verse. When out of jealousy, jealousy, others mistreat me with abuse. With abuse, insults, or the like, I shall accept defeat and offer the victory to others. So this is how the practitioner of bodhicitta will react, yeah, when they meet with when they are in such a situation. Yeah. So the verse says that when others out of their jealousy abuse, insult is direct, yeah, in English. When you insult someone, it has to be in their face, right? Not behind the back, right? Is it? I don't know the word. I'm looking for the word that is direct. Abuse. I think physically, not physically, verbally. When you scold somebody, Ashiva, maybe you scold somebody. So when others out of jealousy scold us, so that is direct. Yeah. So then, even if it is not, but even when it's not direct, then if they say something behind us, what do you call that? So I mean, it's not conveyed in the translation here. So yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. So whether indirectly or indirectly, in our face or they talk behind our backs. Yeah. So that's what it's trying to say.
What do you say? Shigulaso, ane.
Shigulaso.
Shigulaso. That shigulaso pas. That thoda ni. Mirikbe se te tere.
Mirikba.
Mirikba mahi pas. Namju na. That sozu kyun di mebai na. Sozu kyun kaanguji mashiba chigla. Ane chig shengi kirang kyun di cheba desu na. Musheshi tambai na. Jablo kuwa tambai na. That mirikbe chawa chagirwa. Unesu. To jidansena ko mirikba shirwa. Ko sozu mashiba inza. That. Tindegita sozu mashiba shirwa ta. Chabarsan shishatayana kuwatame tinde chumbay nasukar mirikba sehtire.
The word here is mistreat. Yeah. That means in reality, so when the person, so when somebody out of jealousy scolds somebody or insult the person or talks about the person. So when, you know, when that happens, right? But in reality, one is really not at fault in general, yeah, in this life. You say you really didn't do anything wrong. It was really not your fault, you know, so to speak, you know, in this conventional sense, yeah. But still, you know, we may receive such a kind of criticism, yeah, whether directly or behind our backs, yeah. So when we are mistreated, yeah, mistreated means it's not really called for, unjustified, so to speak, in a conventional sense.
Oh, that didn't change by now. I need to call sort of.
So the verse is telling us that when that happens to us, the first thing to do is not to put up a defense and then try to, you know, prove one's innocence and say no. So the first step is not to prove anything, but yet remain calm. I mean, mentally undisturbed.
What is that?
So the verse is saying that in the event of us experiencing this unjustified mistreatment, yeah, we don't have to really prove anything, you know. We don't have to prove anything, you know. We don't have to, you know, yeah, like a lawyer, you know. Defend ourselves, but rather, but have to stay calm. That's the thing, the difficult thing, and stay calm, right? Not to be mentally disturbed. And within that state, then the verse says, "No, we accept defeat." The verse says, "The verse accepts defeat," And we offer the victory to the other party.
What did they say? That to that today, that this summer bound it in the red penata, Corsore. That one's a Namji, that one's a Jimba city, and she was a case of machine, Jimba Diana, Lapuyard. Taganasin, Sudim city, and she case of machine, that Sudim Swan, Lapuyard. Tondang, Sobacom, a Corsor, Jimba Diana, Sudim Swan, Tondangim Karishi Rissina, so that they come to Tipataya. And so, no, so, so, I should check your was.
The teachings say that the practice of generosity and the practice of ethical discipline are very important, isn't it? And the teachings tell us that the reason why we would do these practices is mainly, basically, to accumulate merit. And to purify our negativities, isn't it?
어떻게네? 제가 다 대손도 가라 단다 변화 다 가서네 변화 단다 아니 타도 온게 신기랑라 아니 시시다 고로왔다네 진대 충분이나 아니 지금다 뭐네 진대 시시다에도 고왔대미들 랑라 같이 충분히 쓴다 도다니 진대 선물 땅치 아니 지금 밖에 소바지 꿈토바이나 아니 지금 말레기 배인 차가래 어디 숨겨래 변화
So, the teachings say that in such a situation, you know, it's laid out in verse 5 when others accuse us of having done something that we didn't do, accuse us of having certain faults which we actually do not, motivated by jealousy, of course. And when they tell us, criticize us in our face, or when they badmouth us behind our backs, yeah. Here, the teaching says we should be mentally undisturbed, be patient, and to accept it, yeah, and offer the victory to others. For the benefit of doing so greatly exceeds the benefit that we get from the practices of generosity and ethical discipline. So it is it.
어떻게 된다? 돈단 영보 될라 아니 지다 디데시라 다 랑란 미릭베 차바 디데 충바이나 아니 지 될라 소바꼽지 아니 겹상 가야바 시나 피 어레 총 가야바 랑길레 어 디데 충바이나 아니 소바꼽지 세 맞추바시 디데기 아니 지 선보시 땅토바이나 아니 시우지다 디바타에 아니 소나 조조에 아니 어조에 어디들에 소디스구야래
so yeah the verse is saying that if we succeed in doing that you know in the event of being accused of you know being faced with verbal abuse or people talking behind our backs you know motivated by jealousy, yeah? And then if we are able to remain mentally calm, not disturbed, and be able to accept it, yeah, accept that loss, that defeat, and offer the victory to others, then the purification we will experience it will be greater than and that we can get from practicing generosity and ethical discipline. Likewise, the accumulation of merit will be greater as well.
What did that? 어 저서 소바지식이 주인장 아니 담배 최나 신시 아니 초보로 여바래 스타 준준하다 담배 그 담배 최신 초보로 여 스타 담배 최나 신 대라 초바 최여바래 스타 준준하다 소도 와들
So in order to practice patience,
there must be the causes and conditions for to engage in it. Yeah. So in order to practice patience, we need the kasa, the object for cultivating patience. Yeah. And since the object, so generally in order to practice patience, we need somebody who is pissed off with us. Yeah. Who just, you know, basically just opposes us, don't like us, does whatever, you know, the point is, that is a necessary cause, that's an object for practice of patience. And as such, you know, since that is a condition for the development of patience, that person should be worshipped in the way we would worship the Dharma. Yeah. So it is said, right, I think Shantideva said something to this effect in his engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds.
Yeah. Tati, let's choose your name. Tati, some of the Hammond Pinker of Benata. Carsora, Pogita. Ah, Carsora. Tatu Nagin Tire, Tati, some of his tongue by us, so about Gumrik by the Carrasino. Choosing it, Rama Tati. Lem Macheva, the Miteva, say some of his tongue by Nayapuera, Carsino. Rangla, ani ching mirik be chawa, pen cedila kang machi bayna, singi kata ayna tinde shung bayna. Ta lendege samatang bayna, le machi bayna mitepa, se tukala chikta. Tinde shi samatang tu bayna, sozo kuwa tu, cedila kang machi bayna, ta kya tsara mama nungsu shiana ta, shiwa ta, kuruwa ta, ti nambre miti wo rangla nyongba res, wa tinde ge yang samatang, tang chi soba kumtu ya yung kutu bayna.
It's helpful to think of how we will never ever meet with the result of an action we never did. Yeah. It's impossible to meet with the result of an action that we ourselves have never done. Yeah. It's helpful to think of that when trying to practice or cultivate patience. Yeah. So again, you know, back to the same scenario, when others, you know, accuse us of doing something that we really did not do in this life, yeah. Yes, even though from conventional sense we look at, you know, honestly, we did nothing in this life, yeah. But since it is not possible to meet with the effect of an action that we did not do, so that means that we are experiencing the result of an action that we have done sometime in the past, in one of our past lives, isn't it right?
Oh, that the dishes to gala, anisiti, number me to rang in your arms, present that, sarang amnum to less, number me to rang in your arms, toxin. Ting one is the day shikuri yungeti, rang in shepherds, that the day she anisim on the lending of shako, some tongue to men, also come to a young one, what did it?
So if we think well about our karma and its effects, yeah, although we did not do anything in this life, we must have done something in our past lives, and that is that we are experiencing the ripening effects in this life.
Yeah. Rangi junji machebala, and singi jun, rangi jun di chevalas, till a sober combiner, the sober colored rubasta. Rangi junchi amara does. The rangi mimasena does. Same as into Sitagorata. The machine till a sober combiner, sober colored wasta. Until a contour requires. Come to Chakor, a cigarette.
Conventional. How do most people think about this? Yeah, the conventional kind of idea that most people adopt is that when we are falsely accused of something that we did not do, really we are innocent. It is wrong to put up with it. We are justified to correct that misperception. We must correct it, and it's even justifiable to get upset. Yeah. So if you practice patience when we are actually innocent, then you're just being dumb, you know, this is wrong. How can you practice patience? This is wrong, you know, just plain wrong. I mean, this is what we think, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, of course.
Correct? So how?
You're talking from experience or textbook answer? Please. See, not happy. You want to justify it.
Hello. It's not working. Hello.
Yes, working.
Rinpoche, if you think that the other person is making a mistake, wrongly accusing you, or insulting you, don't you think you should correct him out of compassion for him? Rather than let him continue making the mistakes, like, you're encouraging him.
So those people who don't react means they have no compassion, like you're saying.
Tā tsōtsō tānta tē lāpchā sūhā tē tīrē, pēnā kār sūhā rē. Pēnā sūsō ngōne tē sēm mātū kwa chē chē. Tā tānta tīrē sēm tē mātū kwa chē chē, tā kē shūpa nā shē rē. Āni chīk tā. Tā kār sē nā ngā tsō tā lēn jāb tō kā rā sēm tūk chē lēn jā kā rā. Tā rā kē nā pā chē mā chē kō chē sōng sē rē, tē kāp tē pā chā kā rā. Rā. Nē chē mē sō ngā yāng tā yīn sē nē kāp tē chā kā rā. Rā. Tē kāp tē chā yīn tō kā rā kōng tō sēm pā tē yū kā rā. 로다 콘도 섬 켜는 매바지 더 쉬거나 셔네 아니 셈디 수베랑 신셰셰 다 고 티셰 게다 요거로 와야 로
in such situations why do we react? Why do we want to justify in the first place? Because the mind is really disturbed, right? That's why we justify. The mind is really not happy. Besong really. How can it be? I didn't do anything. I'm pure. I'm good. I'm correct. You know. Because the mind is disturbed already, right? That's why we justify and we give replies and of course in the course of it, then of course there's anger. Right? Definitely. Right? But as I mentioned earlier, you know, in the text they say, right? If the mind is undisturbed, then of course there's room for discussion, there's a way to talk. If the mind is undisturbed.
That's So,
we we react because we are disturbed, mentally disturbed. That's why we react. Yeah. So whatever we say, we justify is out of anger. So then from our side, we say something. But in the first place, that person said whatever he said because he must have a reason, right or wrongly, even if it's motivated by jealousy. But anyway, that person has a reason. Right? So when we justify, the person is not going to sit quiet, right? He will further justify. And then when the person replies to your justification, then we ourselves get more upset. We are upset with that further justification. And then there's again there's an exchange through and for, and then we don't get any benefit, that person doesn't get any benefit. It only makes the situation more and more heated, isn't it, right? Anyway, this is our life, isn't it? This is our experience, isn't it? It's always like that, isn't it? Whether it's true or not, but the thing here is, it's always like, no, I didn't do, no, you do, you did it. No, I didn't do it, you did it. No? So, and the true and the to and fro, it doesn't matter whether it is true or not true, but that's how problems start and become bigger, isn't it? Yeah, so what's like that?
Oh, that today, that today. 세상 다 티값을 다 지났다 나가네. 가나. 당한저 다 남지 티도 와. 아니지 강사디들 라마 가나 꾸러왔다 봤다 미리 미쳐 왔는데 쳐서 꾸러왔다 봤자 진짜 대성제 강사 코랑랑 콘도 쉬우지기도 와. 알아 봐. 아, 그 시시했던 그 직접 쓰네 다 강사 코랑랑 아니지 다 콘도 쉬우지기도 와.
When somebody does something that we don't like, insults us, criticizes or whatever, something that we don't like, isn't it? We hold on to that person's behavior, and then that becomes the cause for us to get upset at that person. That person's behavior makes us feel justified to get upset at that person. The person behavior, but then we attack the person, right?
Oh, 제장 다 대값 나다 돈을 좀 내 내게 손에 들어 강사당 강사리 차와 니는 차벌 치고 그래서 다 좀 내 내게 단다 가서 좀 내서 단다. 아 리치 차와 나한테도 와 두배 니 못 다스기스 니 못 당대 강사미스. 봐 단다 리치 차와 말 가서 십자배 나다 두배 니 못 다스기. 니모탕다 강사미스다. 니모탕들 강사미 어떠신? 제자다 돈다 티가로 가시다. 강사다 강사기 차와 니 차벌 치고 그래서.
So it's a diversity in its four verses. We have to make a distinction between the actor and the action. We have to distinguish, make a difference, differentiate the. The action and the actor, the person,
yeah.
So Ayadeva in his 400 verses now said that the Buddha said that we should regard that person's afflictions as the enemy and not the person as the enemy.
어다가나 시다 빼지 않고 나다 시비나다 빼지 않고 빼는 미지 아니지 가르소를 보기 등기 빼는 등 숙제 아니지 바 된대시다
능기 온게 콩도 랑세 된대지 아니시겠다. 밖에 암지 땅가 신발이나 암지 되기 아니 네바딜로 콩도 스티그면 또 왔어. 알아봐. 저거 능기 라바디 신이도 가라. 알아봐. 능기 나 네베 온게 다 콩도 랑한테 통해도 된대 신이도 가라. 단단히 암지 되기 네바 걸어라. 콩도 랑세 생 죽으면 또 왔어. 어빼티 나신 자체 돈다니 데리 좀된 되게 했더니 가서는 보기. 니모디 통한 도가나 아니 니모 온게 즉 촉바디 시행 도가나 강사 코랑나 콘트롤 기어 말했어.
And an example is given of a patient who is possessed by a spirit here. And when that the person who is possessed is brought in the presence of a doctor, the doctor, a healer. Is aware that there's a spirit possessing that person, then it doesn't matter what that patient may do to the doctor, isn't it? The doctor never gets upset with the patient, yeah. Yeah. So, because the doctor understands that it is not the patient, but rather the spirit, yeah, who is controlling that person, yeah, who is making all the noise and all the disturbance, yeah. So likewise here, again, you know, the Buddha said, you know, we should not view the person as the enemy, or rather, the afflictions of the person as the enemy.
Oh, doshimi tindegi ta tonda yere ta pogi ta kansa ta kansa ti chawa ni susur chawa ina ani ko ta kansa la ni katui na chumiri ba kansa kandeji na ningje yusha ishi ta kondo yusha ka marwa chana kuni chabar chigwa ta tiju kondo ti la tu ta tu nyemisu ta kwa tiju kondo la ni kapta cha kwa oti imare.
So we must differentiate between the actor and the action. Yeah, we should not be upset with the actor. Never to be upset with the person. But what we need to oppose is anger. Yeah.
어떻게 해야 된다? 가서 어떠신데 다 제가 다 디스도 갈아 때다 보겠다 저도 보겠다 강사 스도 갈아 가두이나 콘덕에서 유마이 바 강사들로 서버 공고기하래 다 되게 있다 미래까지 세소나 될 아니 지금 원해지 강사들 자와다 되면 돈에 콘도 맞춰야 돈에 다 고 자와들라 아니 이제 말했으니 아니 봐 제바체 욕으로 와 어때
so according so according so so accordingly the person is never ever should never ever be an object of anger. Yeah. The person only to be a object of patience and object of compassion. Then with an undisturbed mind and with sincere affection and concern, then one can address the problem itself, not the person. But address the problem with the person by saying, you know, perhaps this and not that, you know.
어떻게 다 들에 다 도다기 다 디금 들에 다 조조 들에 강사 수도가라 아니 그 닝제 유치하지 그러와 어디서 아니 시다 야가 시한라 표에 어디래 어디 숨겨요 그 닝제 유도 동시에 아니 야가 바 표에 심어도 지 들어 갑자기 아시 개말해서 어디 숨겨요.
So as such, the person is only an object of patience, object of compassion, and not one's opponent. And therefore, that person then becomes the object to whom we offer the victory to.
Yeah. 얘기 넘버를 믿고 랑기 뇽이 받은 내 삶도 당시에 아 주님의 칭이지나 그래 주님의 칭이지나 근데 지고 그래서 어디 숨겨야 돼 그러고
so essentially verse 6 is a talks it's an advice on the practice of patience yeah so for somebody who consider themselves a practitioner then this is what he or she should do. Yeah.
어떤들이셔 디멘다 당한서 직대 용다세나 디마로 왔다 먼저 뒤 가서래 거다 쌤성도 고맥이 뒤 남주에 나다 지금 미리 그 차와 있는 여보세 지기다 지금 나와 있는 남사지 내인 잠시 갑대시 아시 남주다 디대로 와 주 나와 있는 바 남사 갑대시 아시 나보다 미리 그 차와지 마 나 서바 고맥 갖고 쉬우시게 와 어째서 남사 갑대시 아시 어떤데 나 뒤 갑대시 아는 누가 나 돈당이 있다 고
This kind of lifestyle, this kind of worldview, this kind of practice goes against what the world accepts. Yeah. Usually, you know, in the standard world, in the world, the practice is that when you are criticized, when you are insulted, You must not keep quiet. You must, I'm tempted to use the word su, you know, when it's for fun. But you're supposed to retaliate, you know, you're supposed to fight, you know. And in particular, even in convention sense, it's really justifiable, you know what I mean? You're not wrong. You have all, you know, you're all right, you know. Then it's even more, you know, the one feels even more compelled, you know, to redress the wrong, so to speak, right? To fight back, isn't it? And what we see in the world, you know, when it's just, you know, there's always like fighting, you know, then the problem becomes bigger and bigger
and bigger.
Yeah, for us it's difficult, really, isn't it? To when we meet in these situations, it's very difficult for us to accept, right? To accept, I mean, what is said in the verse, yeah? And to practice and to put up with it is very difficult, yeah. But yet, if we are able to practice, then it becomes very beneficial, yeah. Then the next verse is also talking about the practice of patience, and what is mentioned in the verse number 6 is even more difficult than what we've just looked at, yeah. Because he says, who I have benefited, and in whom I have great hopes, harms me in a terrible way, then I will regard that person as my Shinen Dhamma, as my holy guru, yeah. 신의 담당하셨습니다.
딱히래 세상 다 조조니 티래 다 가서 되게 심하다 시래 다 되게 쇼로가 마바티라 사마다 티래 다 먼저 가서를 보겠다 가대 충분해 라는 믿어봐 가대 충분해 세상 다 먼저 내게 남셔디 선도시 고고도 왔다 쇼냐는 징해지나 렌딩에 남시 삼아 담고 체디나 마시나 사랑한 누 체바레스 넘버미 비디오 랑게 용국을 했음 딘데게 돈에 아니시 랑마 고왔답니다 아니 시시했다가 간데 중간에 셈 맞추고 시시 아니시다 셈 시외망도 대투배라 랍고 그랬어 답답시 용국들에
The approach is pretty much the same, isn't it? Right. So if we are a real practitioner, that means really, you know, you say we practice, then we have to remember the workings of karma and its effects. Yeah. So when we experience all these kind of these situations that I mentioned in the verse, yeah, we have to remember that this we are experiencing the
the effect of an action that we ourselves have done, even if not in this life, but definitely sometime in the past. Yeah.
Oh, that in that that just that rang number me do rang in your but in that number me do in your che le tapa what it is some tang to na ani ji mon se na ta ko bu yong ai what it
is. If we can look at that experience as a purification of our negativities, yeah. You know, we can view that negative, that unpleasant experience, you know, as a purification of our negativities, then perhaps we can really experience that situation with joy. You know?
Hotu se ta tinde kabla ta to ani si susu ki ta tinde samna mata mas ta to ani kontro si shen na kapte cha bai na ani mone si shen paro bu kansa ani dongal ki juma bu sa ya ani chima ni su no dongal se de rang ge cha ba to si ya cha ge do
instead of being patient, if we retaliate, we will cause the other party to accumulate more negativities, and as a result, he may go to the lower realms,
right?
And if that happens, you know, then it's as if that we the ones who are sending that person to the lower realms.
So
the practice of patience here can be done with within thinking about karma and its effects, and within thinking of the qualities of the person, in that how that cherishing others is the basis for all the good qualities.
So
when we experience encounter difficulties from people, then it's very helpful to make a distinction, you know, between that person and his afflictions, or the person and his self-cherishing. Just as we look at ourselves and our ignorance as something separate, yeah. Isn't it? Our own afflictions. We do make a distinction, right? I'm me, and these are my afflictions, and my afflictions is not me. I'm not the afflictions, but they are my afflictions,
right? Tinte samna tang tu bai na ti kagarwa ta ngwen ne zul kagar chi kagar wa nga da ngai man zhe da nga sna kagar wa ro ta kagai tu ga na ka so le ta xin ge ta ku ro ji ta bai na ku ro ta ba di ki ra ko ta ma ro ko ko ta ba di ka so le man zhe de ko ta ku ro wa ro man zhe de ko ta ku ro ma de ki ra ma la ko ta ku yo ma de ngai man zhe de ko ta ku ro tinte samna ko ta bai na ko samna ta de cha bai ku ro
Actually, in reality, our ego, our self-grasping, and we are not our self-grasping. Indeed, we are different, isn't it? Yeah. If we talk about me and my self-grasping, so the person and the self-grasping are indeed different. So when somebody criticizes us, scolds us, or whatever, does something we don't like, yeah, we can see it as a criticism, you know, or an attack on our self-grasping, and not against me,
but he is criticizing myself grasping. Yeah.
어, 근데 있으면 땅도나, 재산다. 나이 다 진진들아 준식도. 나이 진진들 구웠다고, 나라 구웠다고요 말했어. 그러고 다 나이 만진들아 갑대차야. 어, 근데 있으면 삼아 땅 구겨라 그들아.
So we need to, yeah, think in this way that the person is. Attacking my self-grasping, not me. He's harming my self-grasping, not me.
어, 도시도했더니 나 근데 삼당도 나니 바로 구하더니 감사드려 뒤시에 나이시로 와. 나 소속이 다 난게 더 어디라 오늘 나바시었다. 근데 라마 나바시기야마 랑게 난게 더 어디 나바시기야 제자다. 근데 중반이나 드릭반이나 미릭반이나 돈다이니다. 그래. 근데 나 rangim nangi dhavudil dhavachindukala antindis chingadila dhvishis dhalayashirvadira.
So for people who, those who really see the point, they realize, yeah, then when they experience all these difficulties that they are directed at them and by, from, that somebody else is directing at them, yeah, whether it's criticism and attack or whatever, they see it as an attack on their afflictions and an attack on their ego, not an attack on them. Yeah. So they see it as an attack on the real enemy. Yeah. So this person who sees the point, who understands this, would even say thank you to the other person. Yeah. Because that person is really doing him a service in that he is really, you know, that person is attacking my enemy, my afflictions. Yeah.
그러다 진진디 랑기 따라와 알아와 알아와 다 라니 오네 카드 샤서 진제로 다 틸라 카드 짜인 누가나 아니고 콘트라이 케미도 아들
So the real enemy is the our self cherishing. So that is what we need to oppose. So as such, the person who opposes our self cherishing, the person who attacks our self cherishing, is definitely not an enemy.
어, 독신네. 다 딘데레, 어, 딘데시다. 아니, 지금 가서 와라. 다 디, 고 가고 말해. 다 옛날 제가 가버려. 다 디, 가서 시간을 시간을 다 고해야 되는 거래. 딘데레, 딘데레, 스다. 남성 고투 그래. 그러고 다, 오늘 지금 가야 되기 냠네. 다 지혜 가버려. 재산 다 딜러 배순 치고 해. 그러고 디래.
What if I, as I mentioned in the first class, yeah. All of these points are just straightforward, evident, you know, just it's common sense, isn't it? Very easy to understand, yeah. But yet, very difficult to practice, yeah. Very easy to understand. It's very sensible, it's common sense, but very difficult to practice. So, since it's difficult, then we just have to work at it, like, I mean, really to strive, yeah, to work at it, yeah.
Oh, tindarisha, aneta, tuzu zosha, huh? So this Sunday, Sunday is supposed to come together for the this one. So I thought maybe this Thursday, maybe no class. Okay, so why no class? I think you should know. Yeah.
So put your time 2 hours, okay? Hope I think most of you have already written. In case you are not done, please do on Thursday. 7:30 to 9:30, you sit down one place and do it. Okay? You say, I don't have time, don't say that. Okay? So I'm giving time this for just for that. Sit down 2 hours. Okay, write something. Okay? Sit down, write something. So that's why Thursday maybe no class. So those people are busy, they don't have time. So that's why I'm giving this time for those people. So also last time I mentioned to have lunch together, but I'm not sure how many people really want to come for lunch. If you really want to come for lunch, then you must write down. So they say you must write down your name. So in case you think maybe no lunch, we start 1:30. 1 o'clock we start, then we have just tea, then also you can decide. You just put hand what you want lunch or you just want, don't know, just put hand short thing.
So
you have lunch, then must come 12 o'clock.
Who wants to have lunch? Who has the appetite for lunch? 12 o'clock. No, just, whether you put up your hand or not, that has to be fixed, yeah, because we need to order the lunch, and then otherwise we order not enough or we order too much and then it becomes a waste. So can you
if no lunch then we just come 1 o'clock.
So nobody wants lunch, huh?
Dinner, I see. After your exam is good, then we see the dinner.
Yeah, maybe no appetite. Okay. So.
Okay, then no lunch, then we start 1 o'clock. Okay, all come here 1 o'clock. Okay, so then we see how long it takes. Maybe until 9:30 or 10.
Okay. We make sure everybody gets to speak.
Anyway, okay, we see. Okay, come 1 o'clock here. Okay, we try our best. Yeah.
Okay, finish off. Saji Bogeji.